Welcome to the In the Limelight podcast. I'm your host, Clarissa Burt, and every week I bring you great information from fabulous people that I get to meet all over the world. I interview public figures, influencers, entrepreneurs, thought leaders, millionaires, and moguls that share their know-how, tipping points, pivotal moments, and life lessons. I promise you educative, empowering, and entertaining conversations with entrepreneurs that have a social conscience. Don't forget to find me on social. You can find me pretty much everywhere. Facebook, it's Clarissa Burt Official. Also, sign up for my newsletter at clarissaburt.com. That way you can keep abreast of the In the Limelight media as it's coming out. And you'll be getting my weekly newsletter along with the In the Limelight magazine every quarter. Check out inthelimelightmedia.com. Hey, everybody, it's Clarissa Burt here. Well, what do you know? It's another week gone by already, and that's how quick that happened. I have yet another extraordinary entrepreneur that you're going to learn an awful lot from today, and you'll be learning about the reasons why in just a moment when I bring her on. But I am going to remind you that you're going to want to get over to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Pandora, and Inspired News Radio to hear the podcast version of this interview. And you can get over to Roku, Chromecast, Apple TV, Android TV, Amazon Fire, and YouTube if you want to follow along with video. I am going to remind you also that you can go over to clarissaburt.com to hear and watch all of this media. And you'll find the magazine over there as well. It is In the Limelight magazine, intelligent media for the savvy entrepreneur. And by the time I just lost my paperwork, hold on a second. And by the time you will be watching this, you'll probably see another magazine with a different cover and a very exciting new technology that I will be the first in the world to be coming out with. It's a new way of doing a QR code that we're really excited about over here. But let's get to it. Times have been a little bit more difficult than normal, as we well know. We're all kind of coming back and finding ourselves again after a very tumultuous 2020 for many different reasons. And a lot of relationships didn't make it. And people have been all over the place kind of emotionally. I know that I have. I know that a lot of people that I've spoken to even here on this show have been kind of, you know, at dis-ease, if you will, with where they are with their emotions and relationships. So I have brought on the absolute best when it comes to speaking about relationships, especially to us single people. She's a certified neurolinguistic practitioner and a good friend of mine and a contributor in the magazine as well, and has been since day one. There she is, friends, Tiffany J. Norwood. So good to see you. You couldn't have shown up at a better time because, Tiffany, your company, Your Emotions Matter, talks to people and lets them know your emotions matter.
That's right.
Why do you think it is that people are so, I don't know, afraid of their own emotions? It's really hard to deal with emotions, don't know what to do with emotions. How do you help people out?
Yes. Unfortunately, it's a cultural thing. It's not learned. This has been going on for a very, very long time. And it's unfortunate because we have not taken that time to know that we have control and that we can recognize our emotions and actually manage them. That is something very important. So being an emotional intelligence expert, I teach people how to manage their emotions. So what emotional intelligence is the ability to manage your emotions well within yourselves and in others, to motivate yourselves so that you both can come to an outcome that is effective and appropriate. So right. A lot of times we get into our emotions and the outcome comes out to where we will regret it. You know, sometimes our anger gets the best of us or our frustration gets the best of us. And it takes a huge toll on our relationships.
Nothing good ever comes of anger, right? Nothing good ever comes from that.
But then when we learn that, hey, that did not have to go that way. I have the ability to have better control of myself, that I can definitely, in the next situation that comes along that throws me off guard or pushes more buttons, then I have the ability to handle that a lot better. And through emotional intelligence, there are several steps, there's several things that you need to know. But in learning that, that will turn your relationship around. In helping people, I do three things: emotional intelligence, I help with communication. First of all, you have to understand communication, because communication is a large and broad subject.
Huge, so big.
Yes, it is. So once you understand it better, then you will be able to navigate through it better. And then the third way is just through personal development. Mm-hmm. To get to that next best healthy relationship, you want to make sure that best relationship is with yourself first. And you do have to do the work.
So why is this, was this so important to you, and have you made this sort of your life's work now? Why in your life, and how did you come to find out that your emotions mattered?
Yes, yes. Going through a tumultuous marriage. Okay. I mean, I was with child and with a boyfriend very young. And then I had another child, and then we just started a family and just went on. And it did. I ignored the red flags. Of course, back then, being young, you don't even know what a red flag is at the time.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. So I just ignored. I mean, I this is the way I looked at it. It was the anger problem. I seen that there was an anger problem. Right. But, you know, there was other, you know, good things about the situation. So, you know, you're just living life and just going through the motions.
Sure. You want to make it work. You're married to the man. You love the man. You've got children with the man. You want to make it work. But you can't always fix everybody either, right?
Exactly. You want to make it work. So that's what you're spending your time doing, making it work. But let me just tell you what my mistakes are. So just, you know, we want our audience to take note of this, is that I was focusing more on him. I was focusing more on what he was doing, what he was saying, and it was affecting me, but I didn't know how to navigate that within myself on how I was being affected. You know, I would shut down after every argument, you know, they would make up, and then it just happened all over again. And then it just went on and went on. So, you know, after a while, I said, you know what, you know, well, something has to happen here. You know, I started, you know, doing some research. And I came across the term emotional intelligence, and I said, that's it. You know, our emotions are being managed incorrectly here.
Sure.
You know, a lot of things that is going on now, that if our emotions was managed correctly, then all of this would not be, or it may not have happened, or we would be able to be more successful now. Not perfect, but just more successful at this point. Yeah. So, I definitely wanted to look more into that. And that's what I've done. And it's a passion for me, because you can go through this life, your whole life, not knowing that you can manage your emotions and that you can create the life that you want and deserve. What happens to us on a daily basis should be more intentional, not the way we're going to be swayed by everything that happens to us. You know, we can go out into the day and say to ourselves, today will be a great day, as opposed to just walking out and not saying anything and just letting whatever happens just push us around. We do have more control. And I just want everyone to know that the emotions are just very important, because most people will suppress them. Most people will feel, you know, sad. And we all get that way here and there. You know, I mean, come on, we're human.
Right.
But we have to know how we're human. We have to know how our body works. We have to know how our brain works, and understand that, yes, we do have to recognize and take the time to feel our emotions, feel how we feel, listen to them, because it's data.
Right.
It's information coming to us and telling us what we need to know.
Right.
Back then, I remember sometimes I sat to the side and I was just kind of angry, like, what is going on? Why was I just called out of my name?
Uh-huh.
And I would just sit there but I didn't know what to do with my emotions. I didn't know.
Nobody ever taught us this stuff. We didn't even know that these kind of things existed back then, you know, that there was a way that we could move forward, and there was information out there for us, and there was support for us to move forward and away from an emotionally abusive relationship, or physically, or, you know, whatever kind of abuse is abuse. You know, it depends on where you want to categorize it, but
yes, definitely different types of abuse, and that should be known as well, because it took me a long time to even say, hey, I'm being abused. I remember the first time, we only went to counseling twice, two short sessions, and when he said, what is going on, I couldn't even articulate it. You know, it was just hard to articulate. So it's so much that can be learned, and you have to be open to understanding. You have to be open to learning. You have to be open to seek some additional information, because some people are out there being abused and don't even know it.
Right. So how is it that, you know, with, that you are working with your clients? First of all, correct me if I'm wrong, but you're mostly working with single people. Is that correct?
Yes, correct. Okay.
People that are going into relationships or people that are coming out of relationships or both?
Yeah, both. Okay. If you're going through a divorce, I work with you. If you are an unmarried couple and you're contemplating marriage, you're not married yet, so you're still single, I will work with you because the goal is to get to that healthy relationship.
Right, right. I think too many people are, they fall in love, and that's a lovely thing. Love is a great thing, but marriage is a lifetime, and love doesn't always, and marriage and love over a lifetime takes many different turns. It feels different, right, along the way. And so before you're going into marriage, I think that, you know, you'll agree with me, the most important thing is that all of your values are aligned before you even walk down the aisle. That, you know, whether it be political, whether it be religious, whether it be we want children or we don't, whether it be I want spaghetti every Friday night, you know, in other words, you know. So tell me how you work with people then. What is it that they garner from the session or sessions with you?
Yes, yes. So we do have to make sure. Now, first, before we get to the couple, we go individually. Okay. Yes, because we really, really want to know what the person wants. Okay, because that can be an issue if you can just move into a situation and you don't know what you want, and then you'll wake up like years later and like what's going on. Uh-huh. And so we're gonna just start with knowing what you want and take some time to really do some self-reflection. We'll start off with the emotional intelligence piece, and that's self-awareness. You have to become self-aware. You have to get to know yourself. You have to get to know your wants and needs, your strengths, your weaknesses, what excites you, what doesn't, what can you live with, what you can you not live with, everything about yourself. You have to be, the reason why that's important, because it will help you with your self-control. It will help you know what you want and have purpose and meaning in your life, something good to strive for, so you know that you may not go towards a particular behavior because you know that's going to deviate you from what your purpose is and what your meaning in life is.
Sure.
So there is some really important elements that a person must have with themselves and have a conversation with themselves initially before they even think about getting into a relationship. They have to have that best relationship, that self-love, that self-care. They have to know how to, now this is a huge one, they have to know how to be alone. A lot of people, they don't know how to be alone. They will just get into a relationship for the sake of saying, I have somebody that is dangerous. So there's certain things that we just go through that we will just make sure that this person feels already whole, already complete within themselves before we move forward.
Right.
You know that they're 100%, but when we get two people together, those two people are going to know exactly what they're going towards and how they can support each other in moving towards that relationship.
Well, here's the other side of that coin, and I'll just refer to myself. I've been alone for so long that, and I'm great with being alone. For me to turn back into a relationship now would really require, not only, I don't know what kind of God this poor guy would have to be, but you know, I think it would take a lot for me as a single person to start really, you know, thinking again after all these years about, you know, not being alone and having that freedom, if you will, and trying to work into, you know, my life again, that whole mindset about being in a couple. I don't know if you work with that kind of situation as well.
Yes, I do work with that situation, and I totally can understand. I'm even going through the same thing. Even during my marriage, I was learning how to be alone during my marriage. Believe me, I had preparation to end that covenant. I had a lot of preparation and doing that work with my emotions and getting that emotionally prepared got me there. But to answer the question, yes, I do work on that because you really want someone to support you. You threw out the word freedom. And it's hard for me to say that, okay, you get into a relationship with somebody, then you no longer have freedom.
Yeah.
I don't want to tell anybody that. I don't want anyone to feel that way, because you want to get into a relationship with somebody because you want to feel more free. You want to feel like you have that support there. Now, if he comes to you and you know, because there's people out there that are just very controlling or manipulative. I've spoken with people that said, I'm going to stay single because I don't want to be controlled. And I don't want to be, I don't want, you know, I don't want somebody telling me what to do and blah, 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 you know, I understand that. But But you know, so that's you making that, and that's great that you know that about yourself, so that you can make the intention of saying, okay, the person that I, you know, I get into a, you know, a long-term dating relationship, you know, we also want to start as friends. That's another thing. Yep. I mean, you know, that friend zone thing, people run from it because they're like, oh, you don't like me. No, let's turn that around. Let's get away from all that old school friend zone stuff.
Sure,
you
sure.
need to be friends with someone you're going to be in a relationship
That's right.
with.
That is right.
You need to have that best friend relationship with them, because you don't want to marry someone who is not your best friend, period. You do not. So
that's rule number one, isn't it, Tiffany? That's rule number one, I think.
Definitely. So if I'm dating someone and I say, you know what, I want to get to know you as friends, consider that gold. Don't run away and say, oh man, she don't want me.
Yeah.
She don't like, she just want to keep me at the, no, yeah. Consider that gold if I ever tell you that. So forget this friends. And I'm not saying that it's people I would meet that I would just rather be friends with, but it's going to be communicated, because in the communication piece, we're going to be so open and honest and vulnerable and free that I'm going to tell you all of this. There's no way that I'm going to fear. And that's another thing.
Yeah.
There's so much, I can't even get into this show with you, Clarissa. There's the fear. There's a fear that people get when they first start dating. Like, oh no, how do I say this to this person? Or I don't want to say this to this person because I might run them off.
Yeah.
Come on. It's you say how you feel and mean what you say. Say what you mean. Because
right.
if you run that person off, then it's best for
then
you.
It's best.
Then you
yep.
should have ran that person.
Yeah. yeah.
The person that's right for you, it will be there for you. And just yep. know it. You have to know within yourself and in your heart, have that so much peace and love within yourself that you're going to be blessed with the one that's right for you.
Right. And here's another point I think it's really important too, Tiffany, is that when it's done, it's done. And when it's over, it's over. And we don't, you know, a lot of people say, especially women, they stay because they want to disappoint their parents. They don't want to, you know, look bad in the face of the church. They have children, so they don't want to. They find a million different reasons to not be their best selves because they feel that they have to be making everyone else happy. Do you find that a lot?
Yes, I do. Matter of fact, I am getting ready to post a new blog article from my blog, Why Emotions Matter, today, that says four ways emotional intelligence will save your relationships. And I say save your relationships, but the last point of that says it will help you let go when you need to let go. And just those reasons that you stated, because we will sit and rationalize now we're taking ourselves out of our emotions. Now we're feeling how bad we're feeling in this relationship, but then we'll rationalize with all the things you said on a reason to stay. No, you're in control of your life and what you want to do with it. And if you know it's wrong, it's wrong. Your emotions are there to tell you how wrong it is.
Yeah.
Your emotions, the way you're feeling and have been feeling for years tells you. So I do help people with that, to get over those blocks, those blocks that are holding them back. Any issues from the past that it's a mindset thing. So I help with the mindset and get rid of those blocks and issues from the past that's holding them from creating the life that they deserve.
And so, here's another thing, if you don't mind my adding, for God's sakes, ladies, if it hurts, it isn't love.
Right.
You know, get out of abusive relationships, whether they be physical or mental or anything. If it hurts, get out. And if you think you can't, you can, because there are support groups everywhere. I personally am very close to an organization here in the States, Tiffany, called domesticshelters.org. They're actually here in Phoenix, and they've got almost 3,000 shelters all over the United States, Tiffany, for women, for children, and sometimes even for pets, that for women that really need to get out. And I am still to this day flabbergasted at the amount of women that will stay and be brutally beaten or abused in any other way, as opposed to finding a way out. And I know it's not easy. I'm not going to say the road ahead is going to be all paved with roses. I'm going to say it's going to be a hell of a lot better than where you are right now.
Oh, yes, it will be. I just want to encourage people to get to a space of peace of mind is priceless.
Yeah, we were born to be happy. We're born to live happy lives. You know, I think that's, again, that's the first concept. If it's not making you feel good, or if it hurts, it's not the way, just don't do it.
We have to understand.
And old, you know, again, it's those old limiting emotional patterns and things that we might have been taught, or things that we learned from media, or things that we might, you know, wherever we get our information from. It doesn't necessarily mean we got the correct information, right, Tiffany? Right. I mean,
We have to unlearn some things. We've been learning ever since we were babies.
Right.
The only thing we knew about ourselves was, okay, I have hands, I can lift my head, I can crawl and walk now. But after that, our attention was so much on everything else out in the world, exploring our parents, everything around us. Then we go through school and get the education put in, which emotional intelligence is not there.
Right.
But hey, it's gonna be in the future.
They don't teach you relationships. They don't teach you about finances. They don't teach you not either. And these are some of the most important life skills that you will take with you. Self-esteem. Right. These are the things you need with you every day of the week, the day you're born, and they don't teach it. So it's up to us as intelligent individuals to go out and find it out for ourselves. And that is where our self-respect comes in.
Right? That's right. It does. It can. It takes time. It takes work. But it takes that want. You have to want to do it, and you have to, you know, stick with it. I can still battle with myself too. I feel that I've gotten so far from where I used to be.
Sure.
So it's going to be an ongoing process of being with you every day. You have those conversations. You got one thing, you know, the bad over here and the good over here. You got to figure which way you want to go. It's a constant, you know, battle every day, but you know, that's going on up here. But when you learn emotional intelligence and you learn how you want to communicate better, when you do that self-work and you pay attention more to yourself than others and that external, because I do the external and internal thing. Internal is us. Internal is our minds, our hearts, how we feel. And the external is everything that's happening outside of us that we cannot control.
Yeah.
A lot of people worry about what they can't control. And a lot of questions are, what do I do about this person when they are doing this and this and that? No, you can't control somebody else. It's you have to make a decision.
Only one. That's it. Well, everybody, we've got your emotionsmatter.com on the ticker underneath, so you know exactly where to go now to find Tiffany. Tiffany, if somebody wanted to work with you, how would they best find you?
They can find me at youremotionsmatter.com right away. Just click, scroll down, click here, and then I will be offering that 30-minute complimentary session.
Yeah, that's amazing. 30 minutes. Wow. There's nothing you can't get across in 30 minutes. I'll tell you right there.
Exactly.
That's a really generous amount of time. That's very generous of you. I know that you can be found on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Instagram too, right? So no excuses, everybody. No excuses. You can find Tiffany pretty much anywhere. I can't thank you enough for being on the show. It's been really great to talk about. Again, entrepreneurs, you know, we always have to, I do come back very frequently and remind entrepreneurs that our lives is not only about work, it's about who we are, and it's about taking care of ourselves. And certainly that is the work that you do so beautifully, Tiffany. Again, thank you so much for being
on the
show. You're so welcome. Absolutely. Anytime, always here for you. You stay right there, Tiffany, while I say goodbye to everybody and give them appointment again for next week here in the Limelight with Clarissa Burt. You guys go have a great week, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye now.